I want to say another thing. I got me a big do not tread on me little curtain over the window just because they always like to look in. Guy comes up, I like your flag, buddy. Yeah, I bet you do. They literally swear everything's better now. I mean, gas is up, groceries are up. I got weird neighbors now. And, oh, yeah, everything's better, buddy. Import some more liberals here. We love them.
Well, I will tell you, the liberals fleeing their own states, specifically the best examples being New York and California, and then moving to Florida and Texas, that's going to cost them 4 electoral college votes, which could end up being the difference in this election.
You're preaching to the choir. I don't understand why we even tolerate this mass migration, even from the people that, like, they really do. They move into these smaller communities and impact the voting with their numbers. That's just a fact. I'm praying they don't run Austin like they did California.
Well, they're trying to turn Texas blue. We purged over 1 million illegal voters from the voter rolls here in Texas, so I don't think it's not going to happen this election.
I hope you're right, though. I really do. I also wanted to know how you felt about early voting. I mean, because I was thinking about going.
No, not a fan. Not a fan.
Okay. No, I'll just hold off then.
I think there's room for conversation on our elections. In fact, I think there's probably actually, I would actually say there's much needed conversation about our elections. Because now that everybody can vote, you don't just have to be a landowner. Now that everybody can vote, it's a painstaking process. So do you make it a national holiday? Do you make it a weekend deal? You know, maybe there's some room for conversation, or you just kind of say, or maybe you go back to the originalist interpretation of who gets to vote. And if you don't own any property, then you don't vote. You know, I mean, so maybe there's a conversation that needs to be had on that grounds. I don't like early voting, especially because we're at a point right now where there's still more than two weeks until the election, and people are already voting. Well, who knows what could happen in these next 2 weeks? Maybe Kamala Harris says something you don't like and you wish you could change your vote. Well, you can't. So I don't like early voting. Certainly mail-in voting has to be stopped. That's just ludicrous. But it's just, you know, it's all about the Democrats trying to get as many people to vote as possible. And they just, any way they can do it, that's what they do. All right, Chris, thanks for the call. Let's go to Cliff in Georgia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Owen. I'm a same day voter too. I just hold my fire until the same day in person voting. Not a big fan of, I think it's just a way for them to get kind of an idea of what the numbers are.
Yeah.
To see how many they got to come across. And
yeah, it's like showing your hand in a game of poker.
Yeah, it is. I just think it's a bad idea. But as far as what worries me about these votes being changed, okay, in our vote, Georgia, you go, you hit the screen, you print out your ballot, you take it, you review it, make sure it's what you voted, and you give it to the poll worker there. And then if it's wrong, what do they do with the ballot? I haven't come across that yet. Do they take the ballot and then they tell you to go back to the machine? That machine is gonna, the data gets saved. So how every time they flip the vote, is that being counted for the Democrats? And you go back in there and you do it again, and what, 3 or 4 times it keeps flipping your vote? And that's, I just think that whatever's gonna happen, man. You know, I'm a retired Marine combat veteran, and we have a saying in the Marine Corps, no good plan survives first contact with the enemy. In other words, you got to have contingency upon contingency upon contingency. And I think that's what these people have. This just smells like a military operation. It smells like an intel operation. I don't think there's much that we can do about it. I think we got to let it play out. You know, do your thing, vote. Vote your conscience. I'm not telling anybody how to vote, but vote your conscience. And then, I mean, let's face it, I live in rural Georgia. There's nobody here that's going to believe that Kamala Harris got the majority of the votes. They're just not going to believe it.
I don't see many people in Georgia believing Kamala Harris would win Georgia.
No, it's just not, there's no way. there's just no way. There's nobody, and that's kind of what I'm seeing across the board. You got hundreds of thousand people going to a Trump rally in California, but you know, you're going to tell me that they're going to believe that she won this election? Nobody's going to believe it. Even they can steal it, but I think at this point that's why they're so calm, and they just don't care if you believe it or not.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier. We're about to cross this threshold where it's just by hook, by crook, whatever. It's not. It's going to be in your face. The Democrats just stole your country, and it's a one party rule now. And that's not to say that there won't be Republicans that get in, but the Democrats will have all the power. The Democrats will have people inside the Republican Party with just an R behind their name. They'll run the media. They'll run the social media companies. They'll get rid of the ones they don't. And so it's just going to be right in your face. It's not going to be nuanced. It's not going to be in the shadows. It's going to be right in your face. So we may have crossed that threshold. The total power grab from the Democrats might be in front of us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we have. I don't think it might. I think it is. And I would still encourage people to go out and do their thing. Go out and vote. You got to. I just don't think at this point, I think we've gone too far. I think we've gone down the road too far, and, you know, there's a saying in the book of Acts, or not a saying, but a story in the book of Acts where the apostles were trying to preach the gospel, and some of the Jewish religious leaders were, you know, again, they were angry with the apostles, and they asked one of the senior Jewish religious leaders what he thought of the thing, and he said, leave these guys alone. If what they're doing is of men, it will come to nothing. If what they're doing is of God, you can't stop it. So I think at this point, we're people of faith here in Georgia. I think, and as is most of the country, I think you just gotta give it to God and just ride it out, man. I think we're at that point. God bless you, Owen. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for the call. And you bring up a point, and I can't believe I've never thought of this or heard anybody say it, but you're absolutely right. What happens when you get your receipt back and it has the wrong votes and you have to go vote again? Does it still, I mean, that's a great point. So if it prints out your receipt and it says you voted Democrat, even though you voted Trump, does it still count? So then do you have to vote twice to cancel out the fake vote and then to get your vote to count? It's crazy. And Rasmussen polling now, and they're involved in some litigation as well. Rasmussen polling is, these are probably your Democrats pretending to be Republicans, Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger in Georgia. Let's see if there's any comments. I mean, this story is now national news, so they can't ignore it. This story is now national news. Folks, do you see the power of InfoWars? Do you see why they want us off air? Marjorie Taylor Greene came on the Alex Jones Show, made national news. Now there's headlines all across the internet press, mainstream news, Rasmussen polls, everybody talking about it, multiple callers into the show. I have others because Marjorie Taylor Greene came on the Alex Jones Show, came on InfoWars today and broke the news. So let's see. So it's not like they can pretend like they didn't hear it. It's not like they can pretend that they didn't know. It's national news. It's everywhere. People in Georgia are talking about it. So will Kemp and Raffensperger have anything to say? Will they be doing any investigations? Will they answer now the obvious question, which is, hey, if it prints out a receipt that says I voted for Democrats, even though I voted for Republicans, what happens inside the machines? Oh, man, I'm telling you. I just call it as I see it, folks. The steal is on in Georgia. And if Kemp and Raffensperger are going to have the final say, Trump's going to have to win Pennsylvania. And do you think that's going to happen? Man, we got more callers on this in Georgia. So we'll go back to Georgia after this break. But, you know, Trump broke some news on the second would-be assassin. He had 6 cell phones. What does that sound like to you? 6 cell phones? Sounds like an intelligence operative to me. 6 cell phones? Do you know anybody that has 6 cell phones? Sounds like an intelligence operative to me. And now the lawyers are trying to remove Judge Cannon from the case, saying you can't be in charge of this case because Trump appointed you. And they're, you know, he's saying he's innocent now. So that thing gets more interesting. The FBI has no answers, though, by the way. They don't know anything. We don't know anything. We know nothing.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing.